Okay, this is World AIDS Day. Worldwide, an estimated 34 million people are living with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, and more than 35 million have died from the disease. There are more than 1.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS in the U.S., including more than 506,000 who are black. That's almost half that are living with HIV and AIDS. Magic, any progress?
Well, Tom, we've made progress, I tell you. It's been now, for me, 23 years. And we've made some progress on the drugs. I think when I first announced 23 years ago, we had one. But now we have over 30. So early detection. Make sure you go get tested, because early detection, actually the drugs and the meds now can save your life. But the problem, when you said over 500,000 in our community, being black or Latino, the problem is a lot of them are walking around and they don't know they have it. So they're infecting other people. That's why it's important to get tested. And it's important to wrap it up and not only be safe for yourself, but also for your partner.
Well, obviously, that's not working very well.
No. So that's why we urge people to get tested, because what happens in our community is you find out too late because you didn't go out and get tested. And now by the time you do find out, the meds and the drugs can't save your life. So,
and we don't want to wrap it up.
Yes. See, that
message. And we don't demand that men wrap it up either.
Yeah, exactly. The message is strong in terms of wrap it up, but we haven't been adhering to that message. We haven't been protecting ourselves or our partners. So it's been a message that we feel in our community that we supermen and that nothing can happen to us. And especially the numbers are amazingly high in young people. So young people got to really educate themselves and really protect themselves and their partner.
And the numbers are growing for older people, too.
Yeah, because they're back being active again sexually. So we're starting to see the numbers rise there. But what we have to understand there is that the numbers never have been big. And when you think about our parents or our grandparents, but because they're sexual active now, the numbers are growing, but not at a high rate, but they're growing.
Magic, what do you say to young people? I mean, you obviously deal with young people in your business as well as in your personal life. So what is the message that you are giving to them?
Number one, they have to educate themselves enough to know about the disease. A lot of times they don't really know enough about HIV and AIDS. So I would say number one is the education side of it. Then they know they have to make good decisions on wrapping it up and protecting themselves and their partner, because a lot of times they have misinformation, so that causes them to just be careless. But if you have the right information, now hopefully you can make a good decision.
It just seems like all the information is the same. Wrap it up, or you die.
And a lot of times, you know, young people don't want to listen. They listen halfway and still go out there and not wrap it up. And now, not only do they have to deal with HIV and AIDS, but also teen pregnancy as well.
Mm.
And so, in terms of testing, are you talking about home testing services? Because a lot of people don't want to go to the clinics.
Yeah. Well, you have both now, which the good situation now today is that you could either take it at home, where they have the home kits now, and you know the information less than 20 minutes, and they've all been approved. It's the same test they use in the actual clinics. So you can get a home test, or you can go to the clinic. I know privacy is a lot of times that's what stops us, especially in our community, from going to the clinic to get tested. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want their friends or family members to see them coming out of the clinic getting tested. So you can do it at home, or you can go to a doctor and get tested. But I'm gonna tell you, early detection definitely saved my life. If we didn't have that insurance, I had to go get a physical for insurance. If we didn't have that, I probably wouldn't be here today. But because I took that physical and they found out I had HIV. Then I was able to get on a regimen of meds, and I've been living for, 23 years, and a lot of other people have been living for a long time as well. But Tom told us earlier about those staggering numbers about how many people have been dying because they didn't go get tested.
And also, they see people like you living with it, and so they think that, not a cure, but I can certainly live with it. And so they're not taking the precautions.
Well, Silver, you're right. Well, I've been the blessing for it and the curse for HIV and AIDS. Wow. I've been the blessing in terms of I'm doing well, but I've been the curse because people see me doing well. Now they think they don't have to wrap it up. But at the end of the day, the virus acts different in all of us. Just because I'm doing well don't mean if you get it, you're going to do well.
Right. Mm.
Both a blessing and a curse, early detection. Wow.
Well, bless your heart for being the spokesperson and keeping us aware of what's going on.
Well, I think it's, Tom and this incredible show, all three of you guys, shining light on the fact that this HIV and AIDS is still out here in a big way and running rapid through the black community as well as the Latino community. So we got to do a better job of making sure that we talk about it more in terms of to our kids and make sure that we get out and get tested and don't be ashamed, because see, that whole part about being ashamed, that's what's killing us too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Magic.
Later, Magic.
All right, take care, everybody.
All right.
All right.